And this is Ed from Deerhoof.
Yeah. You are listening to
WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
You owe no home of no family.
This December, I'll remember every soldier who may die in vain. This December, I'll remember. December, I've stopped just wishing that I'll start living every wish, and I'll remember to help the. Let's stop waiting for Christmas Day, for the child in the manger was born a stranger, hungry and homeless where he
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 12 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. talking sports. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective, what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. If you like numbers, it's 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 4:14 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, December the 3rd, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. 34 chilly degrees outside our studio. We're going to be bringing that weather update sometime around 6:30 on the Sounds of Praise Ministry. You stay tuned for that. Okay, let's get right into where we're going to go first. Let's get right into the National Basketball Association. Yesterday, Celtics 116, the Suns 111, the Pelicans 123, the Trailblazers 116, Nuggets 115, the Lakers 100, the Bucks 109, the Kings 104, 76ers 108, the Pistons 103, the Cavaliers 116, the Grizzlies 111, the Hawks 114, the Nets 102, and the Mavericks 108, and the Clippers 82. In that Celtics game, Horford got 14 points, 5 rebounds, 11 assists, no steals, and 1 block. Tatum got 15 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. Baines got 6 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, and a block. Irving got 19 points, no rebounds, 5 assists, and 2 steals. Brown got 17 points, no rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Ojale got 6 points and 2 rebounds. Morris got 17 points against his old team and 8 rebounds. Theis got 6 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, and a steal. Smart got 13 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists, no steals, and a block. And Rozier got 3 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Celtics have won, I think they're the first team to, win 20 games this season. And their record, I believe, is 20-3. Or is it 4? Anyway, let me check. I should know that, but I didn't see the game. Busy yesterday. They're 20-4 on the season. And Toronto did not play, I don't believe. Did I mention Toronto's score? A little late getting to the station today, so my stuff is not in order. Is it ever in order? I guess I should somebody just say. No, the Raptors did not play, so they are now 4.5 games behind the Celtics, followed by Philadelphia, New York, and Brooklyn. In Central Division, Cleveland is on a roll. They've won 11 in a row, and they are 16-7. And have a game and a half lead over Detroit, followed by Milwaukee, Indiana, and Chicago. In the Southeast, Washington, the Wizards did not play. So they are 12-10, followed by Miami, Charlotte, Orlando, and Atlanta. In the Western Conference, it's Golden State. 17-6, 8 games up on the Clippers, who lost, followed by the Lakers, Phoenix, Sacramento. In the Southwest, Houston. The Rockets are 17-4, and they have a 2.5 game lead over San Antonio, followed by New Orleans, Memphis, and Dallas. In the Northwest, it's Portland. The Trailblazers, they lost yesterday, making them 13-10, followed by Denver. Oh, maybe Denver is in the first place. Nope, Denver has got the Denver Nuggets won yesterday. So they're 13-9, so they have a half a game lead over Portland, followed by Minnesota, Utah, and Oklahoma City. What happened to Oklahoma City? I guess it's taken Oklahoma City longer to gel, even though they brought three veteran all-stars together. Then it took the Celtics to gel with their bunch of rookies and second-year players and first-time NBA players coming from Europe or wherever. And so hats off to the Celtics for what they're doing thus far this year. 419 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Like I said, this is the Brown Perspective on Sports here virtually every Sunday. Having a little problems here. Here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. talking sports. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back, hopefully in better shape when I get here.
It can happen to the best of us. Abraham Lincoln and Henry Ford, Walt Disney and Harry Truman, they all had money troubles at one time in their lives. So if one day you have to say these words,
I can no longer make my mortgage payments.
Don't be ashamed. Act. Call the people expecting your payment and let them know there's a problem, right away. Because the sooner you let them know, the easier it will be for both of you. You see, nobody wins in a foreclosure. The process is costly and heartbreaking. Companies want to work with you. In fact, they have whole teams of people dedicated solely to keeping borrowers out of foreclosure. So if you're in danger of falling behind in your mortgage, call the company you've been sending your payments to every month and call them today. They can't help if they don't know you need help. To learn more, visit HomeLoanLearningCenter.com. That's HomeLoanLearningCenter.com. Brought to you as a public service by the Mortgage Bankers Association.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 427 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. My host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in sports conversation. Just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Before we go off the NBA, just want to say Celtics are rolling along and doing extremely well. Their defense seems to have slackened off a little bit, but the scoring has been there. And so as long as we come up with 1 point more than the other team, that's all it's all about. And so therefore, we just continue enjoying what's going on. Okay, let's go over to the National Hockey League yesterday. More good news for the Boston fans here. The Bruins 3 and the Flyers zip. The Wild 2 and the Blues 1. That was the overtime game. Canadians, get this one. Canadians 10. 10. 10 goals by the Canadians. Red Wings 1. Oh, they, I know the fans in Detroit aren't happy with that one. Lightning 5 and the Sharks 2. Penguins 5 and the Sabres 1. Capitals 4 and the Blue Jackets 3. Canucks 2 and the Maple Leafs 1. Hurricanes 3 and the Panthers 2. That's an overtime game. Predators 3 and the Ducks 2. That was a shootout. Coyotes 5 and New Jersey zip. The Stars 3 and the Blackhawks 2. That was a shootout. And the Oilers 7 and the Flames 5. A lot of shooting in that game. In that Bruins game at 14:30 of the first period, Spooner got his first goal of the year with an assist from Asiari. Bruins 1 and the Flyers zip. At 6:38 of the second period, Pasternak got his 13th goal of the year with an assist from Marchand and Bergeron. Bruins 2 and the Flyers zip. And at 10:44 of the second period, Marchand got his 9th goal of the year with an assist from McAvoy and Pasternak. Final score, Bruins 3, Flyers zip. No scoring in the third period. Tuukka Rask had 28 saves and goal, and Elliott had 27 saves on 30 shots for the Flyers. Bruins have been seemingly getting it together, maybe because they're getting some people healthy, and the younger guys are getting more acquainted with playing in the NHL. And so therefore, although they're still in the middle of the pack there, I won't go down because of time, I won't go down all of the standings, but the Bruins are still in the hunt there. They're in the middle of the pack. And if the progress continues, they've been getting good goaltending from Khudobin as well. And with Rask with his first shutout of the year, who knows? We may be on a rebound. May have two winning teams in the in TD Garden this winter. Okay, let's go now to where are we going? Oh, college football. On Friday, USC 31, Stanford 28. On yesterday, Clemson 38, Miami 3. Georgia upset. Georgia ranked number 6, defeated Auburn ranked number 2, 28-7. Oklahoma 41, TCU 17. Upset. Wisconsin is no longer throwing a wrench into the standings with their undefeated record, but playing less than top-notch teams. They lost yesterday, their first loss of the year. Ohio State ranked number 8, defeated Wisconsin, who was ranked number 4, 27-21. UCF, here's a shootout for you. UCF 62, Memphis 55, and that game went into two overtimes. I know those guys must be pretty tired by now. 62-55, UCF over Memphis. And Boise State upset. Boise State, who was unranked, defeated Fresno State, who ranked number 28, 17-14. And that's it in college football. It'd be interesting to see how the standings look. I know Oklahoma, who won, they'll probably move up. Georgia won. Auburn will fall back. Alabama, who didn't play, I guess they'll be in there. So, but anyway, I'll let the experts decide who's going to do what to whom. Okay, 4:32 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Sunday, December the 3rd, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. I'll be back.
Very simple.
You just buy a few boxes from a Girl Scout and that's it, right?
But you wouldn't believe the skills we learn by the whole experience of selling them.
Did you know there are things you as a customer can do to help us?
Say hello. Always gets things off on the right foot.
Eye contact is key. We're developing our people skills.
Ask us about our inventory. We have something for every taste. Notice our new boxes. They tell the story of what we do.
And people like a good story.
Ask us where the money goes.
Our team gets to decide.
We're building a playground.
We're planning our first trip abroad.
We're going to our first pro baseball game.
Let us know if you are a Girl Scout.
Girl Scouts are everywhere.
So thanks for your help this year.
We can tell.
You're going to be a great cookie buyer.
When a Girl Scout sells you cookies, she's building a lifetime of skills and confidence.
You are so ready to buy cookies.
This is what a girl can do. Girl Scout cookie season is here. Find your cookies at GirlScoutCookies.org.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, it's 4:37 here on the Brown Perspective on Sports. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. I'd love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Let's go to men's college basketball. Yesterday, Duke 96, South Dakota 80, Kansas 76, Syracuse 60, Villanova 94, St. Joseph's 53, Kentucky 79, Harvard 70. Harvard? Kentucky's playing Harvard? Well, Harvard hung in there. Kentucky 79, Harvard 70. Wichita State 69, Baylor 62, Miami 80, Princeton 52. Upset. Xavier, ranked number 21, defeated Cincinnati, ranked number 11, 89-76. Another upset. SMU, who was unranked, defeated USC, ranked number 14, 72-55. Virginia, 75. Lehigh, 54. Arizona State 75, San Francisco 57. Where's Bill Russell when we need him? And TCU 92, Yale 66. The Ivy League is trying to move up, trying to get more money by playing ranked basketball teams. Hey, Harvard made the NCAAs a couple of years ago, so why not? I guess you got the players, you got the team, you got the incentive. You got the nerve, I guess. That's okay. 4:38 here on WMFO. While we did the men, let's go to the ladies. Oregon 114. Weber State 87. Maryland 75. Akron 54. South Florida 83. George Washington 78. Missouri 81. New Orleans 45. Oregon State 94, Utah State 55, Michigan 86, LIU 49, Green Bay upset, Green Bay unranked defeated Marquette, who was ranked number 23, 63-55, and California 79, Santa Clara 41. That's it yesterday for ladies basketball. College, of course. WNBA, who they're scattered all over the world now playing. 4:39 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this the Sunday, December the 3rd, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. I'll be right back after I take a little break here. Thank you. Okay, 4:44 here on WMFO in Medford. Let's go. Where are we going next? Okay, if you're a golf aficionado, I'm having problems today. Sorry about that. In the Hero World Challenge, Tiger Woods, who is getting all the excitement because of his first, his play in the first two rounds, didn't have such a great round yesterday. Fell to 11th place, and he's 10 strokes behind Charlie Hoffman, who is leading the pack. But anyway, I guess if he's healthy and playing, he'll probably draw more fans to the game of golf now than it was suffering, because no one could take an over and was commanding crowds like Tiger was. Other people have come up, Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy and a few others, but no one is dominating like Tiger, and so therefore, I guess the golf world is glad that he's back. Okay, let's go to the National Football League. As you all know, I am in a bitter battle with my son Scott, my grandson Kyle, and our good friends Kenny and Bill. Right now, I won the, I think we all got the Thursday game. I'm not sure about that. Anyway, I had the Cowboys over Washington, and I guess most of you guys had that as well. But going into that game, I had 112 wins and 64 losses. Scott was in second place, 111 and 65. Bill was in third place, 110 and 66. Kyle was fourth with 107 and 69. And Kenny, and holding up the pack, 99 and 77. Kenny had taken over first place for a couple of weeks, but the atmosphere, I guess, was like playing in Mexico City, climbing the Himalayas or whatever, and Kenny has just fallen into disrepair. But anyway, still, we got a lot of games left to play, so who knows? He could come back. Come on back, Kenny. Wherever you are. But, okay, let's going into this week. Like I said, I had the Cowboys over Washington on Thursday, and the Cowboys won that game. And I have the Falcons over the Vikings today. And they seem to be putting things together after losing to us. So we'll see if they're going to be a contender for the Big Apple, the Big Crown, or whatever it is. I got the Ravens over the Lions. They seem to be playing better right now, but I don't know if they're a contender or not. They'll probably make the playoffs, however. I got the Patriots over the Bills, and the Patriots' main problem has been injuries. Edelman, at the beginning of the season, they brought in Bennett, and now they had to put him on IR. And they've had other injuries. Hogan has not played in about 3 weeks, and I don't think he's going to play today either. But they are, next man up mantra, and so they're holding their own. I got the 49ers over the Bears, and Jimmy G is getting his first start and came in, played excellently in the few minutes that he was in the last game, which was a loss, but he moved them downfield in the last couple of minutes and scored a touchdown, passed for a touchdown, I believe. I got the Bucks over the Packers. Rodgers is out, and Jameis Winston is supposed to be back. So, Bucks over the Packers. I got the Jaguars over the Colts. They've been flying under the radar, even though their quarterback is a little suspect as far as I'm concerned. But their defense has been pretty good, so I guess that's what's been carrying them. I got the Dolphins over the Broncos. Cutler versus Osweiler in the battle for the worst quarterback in the NFL. modify that. The best quarterback, the worst quarterback in the NFL who's making big bucks. There are a lot of worst quarterbacks in the NFL who aren't making big bucks. But anyway, I got the Panthers over the Saints. The Saints D was a mirage last week. They were, winning a lot of games both on offense and defense, but their defense disappeared, fell into a swamp or something. And Cam Newton, despite his theatrics, seems to be getting the Panthers back on track. I don't know. They make the playoff, but I don't think they're contenders myself. I got the Chiefs over the Jets. And I said, even when the Chiefs were winning, that they were suspect. And now they're falling like a lead balloon. I think they won. I think they lost six games in a row. And so desperate, they signed Darrelle Revis off wherever he was camping out. And they're still battling to stay in contention. Will they? I don't know. I don't follow them that closely. I just thought that they seemed like they were playing over their heads. But anyway, I got the Titans over the Texans, but not by much. Titans have been playing up and down, spotty. I think Mariota is not 100%. And that's probably part of the reason. And the Texans, they've had this year, more than this year, injuries also. I got the Chargers over the Browns, but, you know, does anybody care at this point in time? I got the Rams over the Cardinals. Adrian Peterson should be planning for his next career after football before he gets his marbles scrambled in Arizona. They have problems offensively, defensively, quarterback, everything else. I got the Raiders over the Giants, and I hear that Peyton is coming up to replace Eli. Is that true? I don't think so. But anyway, they have their problems in New York as well. I got the Eagles over the Seahawks. This would have been a good test for Carson Wentz, but the Hawks don't have so many injuries. And so therefore that game could go any way, anywhere. Who knows? I don't know. But the Eagles should probably prevail. The Seahawks offense has been getting back on par. Russell Wilson has been carrying the load, but the defense has lost, I think, too many key players. And I got the Steelers over the Bengals. I heard Coach Tomlin say that they were looking ahead to the Patriots game. He better make sure that they protect Ben Brown and Bell from Burfict. That dude is bananas. Doesn't he know that everyone has their eyes on him because of his past antics? Well, anyway, we'll find out on Monday night football if the Steelers are really in contention. And even if they lose, they still will probably give us a good game. We got to go to Pittsburgh to play that one. When I say we, the New England Patriots I'm talking about, if you had any doubt. It's 4:51 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5. I didn't give you Bill's picks. I'm sorry, Bill. Here you go. In case anybody interested, Bill had Washington, so he didn't have the Cowboys. So Bill has fallen a game behind us. He had the Vikings, Lions, Patriots, 49ers, Bucks, Jaguars, Dolphins, Panthers, Chiefs, Titans, Chargers, Rams, Raiders, Eagles, and Bengals over the Steelers. Wow. If the Bengals pull that one off, he'll gain a game back on it. I don't think anybody else is picking the Steelers, the Bengals, to win that game. Okay, 4:52 here on WMFO. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, December the 3rd, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. 1-855-915-WMFO. I'll be back.
Does retirement have to wait until my 70s? Is it a great college for our kids?
Out of the question.
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.
And this is brought to your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:57 is the Brown Perspective on Sport time. I think I'll put the wraps on this edition a little bit under the weather this morning. So I want you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way. We're bringing you our first program with music of the Christmas season. And we're going to do that all the way, every Sunday, Lord willing, all the way through to the end of December, when we're going to have our special, the last Sunday in December, a special Christmas program.